for me personally, I try not to let it bother me. I think with a stammer, it's usually not me who's actually concerned. It's probably the person that I'm speaking to.
Inside your head, you're screaming the words that you want to say, and you just it's almost like a panic.
It probably comes as a bit of a surprise, something else for them to, I suppose, just get used to the fact that the OC at times can be a, you know, will struggle to speak the most simple of things.
For 1% of the population, just trying to get their words out can be a daily challenge. In this special programme, we hear from members of the armed forces who want to tell their story and break down misconceptions about the condition.
There was a big recruiting sergeant there who rightfully told me, "Wee man, you've got a stammer. You might never be promoted and you might struggle to become an instructor." I totally understood that, and it was a totally fair thing to actually say. However, I really wanted to join, and I thought, well, if you're telling me that I can't, I'll make it my mission to prove you wrong.
Going into the infantry as a young recruit, camaraderie and leadership had a positive influence on Captain Jimmy Lang by encouraging him to push himself to the limit and work his way up through the ranks.
The Army actually recognises an individual for their own skills. So even though I stammered, I could still be an effective soldier and an effective instructor. A person who stammers is a lot more than just his stammer. And I'm extremely proud of being a commissioned officer, because if you had asked me this same question 20 years back, where do you see yourself in 20 years' time, I would have had absolutely no idea at all. People have saying, "Yeah, but you've done this and you've been promoted. What's the issue?" And I say, "Well, there isn't any issue, but I do actually have an internal battle every single day." When you look at a force such as the Army, which is like full of all these tough roughies, I thought to myself, am I going to fill that in here? I thought, a stammer, maybe it's not the job I want to do, maybe they won't accept me. But I like to think that with my character, my leadership style, that I can just be beat to someone and make them feel really at ease with that, rather than having the big elephant in the room that's there and they're tense and I'm tense. I just sort of make a joke around it, and they have a smile, and they just think, "Oh yeah, he stammers. So what? It's okay to stammer."
It was a challenge enough just to get in the door of the careers office, even before I've spoken to anyone about joining up.
For Corporal Howard Charlton, joining the Royal Air Force was not an easy process. And throughout his career, important parts of his role have proved difficult. Making phone calls and talking in group situations cause him great anxiety and stress.
Face-to-face is not too bad because the other person can see that there's an issue. They can see that something's going on, and hopefully they can see that you have a stammer. But if it's on the telephone. It's absolutely horrendous because they all they can hear is silence. They can't hear you at all. So they begin to ask if there's anyone there still, or you know, and it's just really awkward because because you just can't talk. And there's been occasions early on in when I first joined up that I'll just hang up the phone because there isn't anything else I can do. I can't talk, and so the person on the other end who I'm supposed to be talking to doesn't have any idea of what's going on. I think it's got in the way as much as perhaps I haven't took opportunities than perhaps I could have done. I haven't perhaps done the courses that I would probably like to have done. I've not enjoyed the adventure training that perhaps I'd like to have done, and that's all been an effect of my stammer, because I find it particularly difficult in new environments. So I guess it has held me back from doing courses that perhaps I would have liked to have done, particularly to get advancement in the RAF. Although it's awkward, it's horrible, it's not a nice feeling. You know, you can still get your point over. And I think since I've been doing some therapy, I've acknowledged the fact that stammering's okay. It's okay to stammer. It's just part of who I am. And if it takes a bit longer to say what I want to say, then that's okay.
I did find it quite nerve-wracking because I was the only one which had a stutter, and I had to get through that phase of wanting to keep quiet purely because I didn't want to feel embarrassed. But then I was put in positions where I had to speak out.
For Corporal Dan Rudge, a career as a medic has involved moments of extreme stress. In 2013, he was mentioned in dispatches on his return from Afghanistan after giving life-saving aid to four men whilst under fierce enemy fire.
Unfortunately, a IED was detonated, which we sustained three casualties. Two of them had life-threatening injuries, which we treated, got them stabilised, and again, we then evacuated them back to a helicopter extraction point.
Despite the risk of injury from incoming fire and the pressure he was under to save lives, his stammer completely disappeared.
I was so focused on my job, of which I had to perform, the fact that I was more focused on, you know, completing my job and giving clear instructions, and the fact that it didn't really show on me whatsoever. Also, I was with my unit, which I transferred from, to the a medical corps, who had worked with me my whole career, so they were fully aware of my stammer, and they even said that it didn't even show up once.
It's like there is something within, almost within my brain or within my throat, which is holding on to the words which I'm trying to say.
Major Michael Boyd's career in the military police has gone from strength to strength, but with promotion comes more responsibility and a role that involves leadership, respect and clear direction.
When I had a bad day and I knew I was having a bad day, I couldn't hide and not deliver the lessons of which I was rotated to go and do. I had to just fight my way through that and just accept that, I suppose, the quality teaching which I would have imparted, and the inval comments there afterwards were often pretty harsh. But it was just one of those things which I just had to deal with, and I felt it got better as time went and so on.
There's still a lot of people there who don't know a bit about us, but maybe that's because this conspiracy of silence is still there and people are still slightly worried. Should I speak to him about it? Should I not? The best thing to do is to speak to somebody. But make sure that that person's ready to speak.
Although awareness across the armed forces and society as a whole is growing, there is still a lot more that needs to be done. But what these servicemen have learned is that despite finding talking in public difficult, it's vital to speak up anyway and want others to do the same.